Christmas Card List. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective.
Fresh apples.
Potato chips.
That's pure Michigan.
If it's Michigan made, you know you're getting something special. So it's not only good for our state, it's great for you and your family. Learn more at michigan.gov/buymichigan.
The peak of the holiday mailing traffic takes place this week as folks get greetings and gifts out to friends and loved ones, and it's also a good time for us to think about those we should acknowledge for their behind-the-scenes roles in conducting our educational athletic programs. Now, this is certainly not an all-inclusive list, but it should get you thinking about some specific folks you might want to send a Christmas card to, or at least just take an extra moment to tell them thank you when you see them at a game during this time of year for helping make what takes place between the lines possible. Let's start with the folks in the game administration department. These are your people who run the clock and the scoreboard, drag the down and distance chains up and down the sidelines, keep the scorebook, and announce the lineups. They are generally unseen to the public, and even the PA announcer should be a part of the background noise at the event. And if you feel compelled to buy any one of this group a gift, some new vests for the chain gang would definitely be appreciated. And then there's the athletic trainers and team doctors. They get kids medically qualified to play and take care of everything from bumps and bruises to cramps and concussions. The ability to have a trainer available is a blessing every school should fight to keep in the budget during these tight economic times, and we're also very thankful for the team docs who offer their services at no cost or greatly reduced costs. How about the team managers and statisticians? Not every kid can play the game or make the team. I was one of those kids growing up. But they want to be a part of the program, and they give their heart and soul to make sure that the players have water, that equipment is in the right place at the right time on practice and game day, sometimes wash uniforms and perform a bevy of other things that people don't think about or take for granted. Booster clubs place a lot of folks into working roles at games and try to spread the task around so that parents can still enjoy their kids taking part in the competition. I never truly appreciated this until my wife and I got called in to help with concessions as our kids were going through the system, and how much work it truly was for even that one task, for that one person, to get enough bodies in place to be able to properly serve fans at the concession stand on game night. And then there's those who Jackson Browne referred to in one of his songs as the roadies, the first to come and the last to leave. The school maintenance personnel who get the bleachers pulled out and put back, and who make it all clean before and even cleaner after the game. That school athletic administrator, and of course, the athletic department secretary. To all of these people and many others who help support the high school athletic experience, we should show an attitude of gratitude at all times, but especially during this holiday season. A little extra thank you would really be nice. Registration is now underway for the 19th MHSAA Women in Sports Leadership Conference. This is the first, longest-running, and largest conference of its type in the country and is open to anyone who would like to learn more about becoming a school coach, athletic administrator, or official. Students are also welcome to attend. This year's Women in Sports Leadership Conference will take place on February 7th and 8th at the Lexington Lansing Hotel, formerly the Sheraton Lansing Hotel. For more information and a complete schedule, visit the MHSAA website. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.